Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf 30, daf Lamed. We left off on Kaf Tet Amud Bet 29b. 29b, we are towards the last, 10 lines on the page. Mishtabach le Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda praised Rav Huna, he praised to Rav Huna, about Rav Himnuna, that Rav Himnuna was a great, great sage. He was a big Tamin Chacham. So Amar Lei, Rav Huna said, when he comes to you, bring him to me. Kiata, when he came, he saw that he wasn't wearing a head covering, a turban. Back then, when they were married, they would used to wear a turban. Amar Lei, my tama lo parisat sudara. Why aren't you wearing a turban? Amar Lei, delo nasivna, I didn't get married yet. He turned his face away from him. He says, you're not married? Ah. He turned away from him. Don't come back in front of me until you get married. Imagine. Rav Huna l'tame, why was he saying this? Because he held the Amar ben esim shana v'lo nasa isha kol yama v'avera, 20 years old and you don't get married, your whole life is with sin. Really with sin? No, your whole life you're going to be thinking about sin. Meaning, once you get to that age, then finally you reach a certain age of maturity, that it's time to get married. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, v'chein tana d'vei Rishmael, ad 20 shana, yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzapeh la'adam mata yisa isha. Until 20 years old, Hashem is waiting, when are you going to get married? And then, once the 20 years old came and he didn't get married, Omer tipachas matav, he says his bones should blow up. Amar Chisda, hi de adifna mechavrai de nasivna beshitzar. I'm better than my friends, Rav Chisda says, because I got married at 16. He says ve'i ava nasivna ba'arbesar hava amen ala satan gira be'inaych. He says if I would have gotten married at 14, I would have been able to say, can shoot an arrow in the Satan's eyes. But I didn't get married at 14. Only at 16. This is something that our grandparents can say. Amar le Rava, Rabbi Natan Barami. Ad yadach ad savare divrayich. Put your hand on the neck of your son, meaning guide him and take him through the path so you can marry him off. Mishitzav ad esim v'tarte. From 16 till 22, you should start preparing him to get married. V'amri la, some say mitamnesare ad esim v'arba. Some say from 18 until 24. Katanai, it's a machlok etanaim. It says, Chanoch lanar al pi darko. The pasuk says, you should educate your child on his path. You have to educate your child on the best way that he learns it, not on the best way that you learn it. Mm-hmm. Each child is different, so you have to educate your child in different ways. So the Gemara says, two explanations. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chemya, chad amar mishitzar v'esrim v'tarten. One of them says, from 16 until 22, you should educate him to get married. And one says from 18 till 24. Until what extent do you have to teach your son Torah? How much do you have to teach him? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kegon Zvulun ben Dan, like Zvulun ben Dan, shelimdo avi aviv mikra u'mishna v'talmud halachot v'agadot. His grandfather taught him the Torah, mikra, Torah nevim k'tuvim, mishna, gemara, halacha, and all of Agada. So that's it. That's all you have to teach. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Hold on. Limdo mikra in melamdo mishnah. We say that if you taught him mikra, that's enough. You don't have to teach him mishnah. That's not your obligation. Ve'amarava mikra zo Torah. Mikra is Torah. Kizvulun ben dan. Okay, so what is it? So is it you have to teach him all of those things or not? So the Gemara says, kizvulun ben dan, velo kizvulun ben dan. Kizvulun ben dan, it's like zvulun shelimdo avi aviv, that his grandfather taught him, v'lok is zvulun ben dan, but not like zvulun ben dan. The ilu hata mikra mishna v'talmud halachot v'agadot. He learned all. He taught all of that. V'ilu acha mikra levar. But over here we're saying you only have to teach mikra. V'avi aviv mi mechayev. So the Gemara is saying, hold on, your grandfather is obligated to teach you Torah. V'atanei v'brayta v'limatem otam et benechem v'lo benem benechem. You have a mitzvah to teach your children Torah. You don't have a mitzvah to teach your grandchildren Torah. So the Gemara says, "Uma ani mekayem." So what do you use the pasuk? Datam levanecha levanecha. What is it coming to teach you? Lomar lach shekola melamedet beno Torah ma'ale alav hakatuv ki ilu limdo lo velivno ol ben beno asaf kol haderot. Anyone who teaches his son Torah is as if he taught his son, his grandson, great-grandson, all the way down to the rest of the end of the generations. Meaning, if you teach your son Torah, it's as if you taught all of the generations to come. That's what that pasuk is saying. So how do we, who's to say that the grandfather is obligated? The Gemara says, Huda amar ki aitana. He holds like this Tana. The Tana, the bright, says, Vilimatem otam ed benechem. We have a mitzvah to teach your son Torah. And the eda benechem, that's your sons. Bnei benechem inayin. What about your grandchildren, your grandsons? Tom lamar, hodatem levanecha v'levanecha. You have a mitzvah to teach your grandchildren as well. Imken matam lamar benechem. So why does it say your children then, your sons? Benechem lo benechem. Your sons, you have an obligation, but not your daughters. There's no mitzvah for a woman or a daughter to be taught Torah the way that a man is obligated to be taught Torah. Amar Rishu ben Levi, kol amelamed et, should say, beno Torah. Anyone teaches his son Torah, ma'ale alav akatuv, ki ilu kibla mehar Sinai. It's as if he received it from Har Sinai. Shenemar ve'odatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha. It should say maybe ben beno, your grandson Torah. Because the pasuk is talking about your children and grandchildren. Either or, you teach your children or grandchildren Torah. So it says in the pasuk, you teach your grandchildren. And then it says, right near that, Yom Asher Amata Lifnei Adonai Lecha v'Chorev, the day you were standing in front of Hashem, your God, in Chorev, on Har Sinai. Meaning, it's like receiving it from Har Sinai if you teach your children, grandchildren Torah. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Ashkechei de Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. The Shadeh Disna Reshe. He saw Rabbi Yeshua was putting a head covering on his head. And he was rushing his son to take him to the Beit Knesset, to the Kanisa. He asked him, he said, what are you doing? Why are you rushing to take your son to go learn? What's going on here? Is it not important to take your son to go learn Torah? He says, what is the Pasuk mean when it says, V'odatam levanecha? And then it says, Yom Asher Amata Lifnei Adonai Elohecha v'Chorev. It first says, teach your children Torah. Then it says, right near it, that it's like standing on Har Sinai. So it's very important. So the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elach, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, lo ta'im umtza ademakre le'inuka mosfe. From that point on, when he saw this, he didn't taste. They used to have meat in the morning. They would taste a little piece of meat in the morning. So he wouldn't have his morning breakfast, until he took his son to the Beit Midrash. He said, I'm not going to eat until my son gets to learn. Rabba Bar Avuna, lo ta'im umza adem maitei leinuka lebei midrasha. Same thing. The previous one was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. He wouldn't eat his breakfast until he taught his son what they learned yesterday, ud musfei, and one extra pasuk. Rabba Bar Avuna, he said, lo ta'im umza adem maitei leinuka lebei midrasha. He wouldn't eat any breakfast until he took his son to the Beit Midrash. So it's a very big inyan. Of course, as a halacha, you're not supposed to eat before praying in the morning, but that's completely separate. Here he's talking about just taking a midat chasidut, a little bit over the letter of the law, not to eat before taking your child to learn Torah. Amar Safra, Mishum Rishua ben Chananya. Ma'idichti, what does the pasuk mean when it says, v'shinantam devanecha? What is v'shinantam? We understand that you should teach your children. What does that mean? V'shinantam. So the Gemara says, al tikar v'shinantam, ela v'shilashtam. To split it into three. You should always split your life into three. One third learning Torah, one third Mishnah, one third Gemara. Hold on, a very good question. How do you know how long you're going to live? No, he's talking about your days. What does your days mean? Machloket Rashi and Tosfot. This is an important machloket. Rashi says, when it says your days, you divide your week. Meaning, you do 2 days of the week Mikra, 2 days of the week Mishnah, 2 days of the week Talmud, right? And then you have the last day where you can use it to split. The Tosfot says, based on Rabbeinu Tam, no. Each day, meaning if you say it's a week long, how do you know if you're going to live till the end of the week? It still doesn't answer the question. You're not. Meaning the whole question is, if I'm not going to live till the end of the year, then I'm not splitting into thirds. So it says, do it each day. So every single day, a person has to split their learning into one third. And so the Tosfot says, just going to read it outside, is that based on Rabbeinu Tam, nowadays they establish the Gemara, which has all of it inside. It has Torah inside, it has Mishnah, and it has Gemara. It has all of it combined. So therefore, he says you fulfill that obligation of shlish of one third by learning Gemara. That's the Tosfot, the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Lefichach nikru rishanim sofrim. The rishanim are called sofrim. Shayu sofrim kol otiyot sheba Torah. They would count all of the letters in the Torah. Shayomrim vav de gachon chetzian shel otiyot shel sefer Torah. The vav of gachon is the middle of the letters of the sefer Torah. Again, this may not align with the way we understand the letters of the Torah, just because it may be that their words, they may have had psukim that were joint may have been joined together or not. So some of the things may not align 100% with today's order of the words of the Torah. It's the same exact words, just depending on some areas had different ways to read the Pesukim, meaning they either read one Pasuk split into three, or they read the Pasuk as one. So that could affect a bunch of these things we're going to see. Darosh, Darash, those words, Chetzian Shatevo, those are the middle of the words of the Torah. Read Galach, Hidgalach is Shel Pesukim, that's the middle of the Pesukim of the Torah. V'char Semen Nechazir Mi'ar, Ayin Di'ar, Chetzian Shel Te'ilim. The Ayin of Ya'ar is the middle of the book of Te'ilim. That pasuk is the middle of the psukim of Tehillim. So, Ba'er Rav Yosef, Vav de Gachon, Mehaigisa, or Mehaigisa. When it said Vav of Gachon is the middle of the letters, is that the middle from the right side or the left side? Maybe there's two middles. There's an even amount of letters. So the Gemara says, it's a whole question as to why why you even assume that there might be two middles. Maybe there's just one middle, but the Gemara is assuming there's two. Amar Lei, 90 Sefer Torah of Nimninu. Okay, bring the Sefer Torah, let's count. Mi lo amar Rabba Bar Chana lo zazu misham ad sheviu Sefer Torah minaum, that they didn't leave there until the Sefer Torah was brought and they counted. So too over here, bring the Sefer Torah, let's count. Amar lei inu bakiyeh b'chaserot v'yeterot anan lo bakeina. They were able to count because they were affluent in the additions and in the missing part. Meaning, what's a chaserot v'yeterot? The deletions and the additions. Meaning, a lot of times a word is pronounced one way, but it's read a different way, or it's read one way, but it's, let's say, shloshim. Does the word shloshim have a yud at the end? So you can read it with the yud, you can read it without the yud. So therefore, they say that we don't know the additional and the missing letters, and so that's why he said we can't count it. Ba'er Rav Yosef, v'yitgalach, mehaigisa or mehaigisa. The word v'yitgalach, is that in the middle of psukim, from this side or that side? Maybe it's even, there's two. So Amar Le Abaye Psukei Mia Laitunim Nino. Bring the Psukim, we can count the Psukim. The Psukei Nami Lo Bekeine. He says, no, we're not even Baki in the Psukim. The Chiyata Ravacha Barada Amar, when he came, he said, and from Eretz Yisrael, he said, B'ma'arava Paskele Lehai Kral Letlate Psukei. In Eretz Yisrael, we would split this following Pasuk in three Psukim. So they used to read it differently. There's also in different areas in those times, they would read the Sefer Torah differently. So like in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, let's say they would read it within 3 years. Let's say now we read it here. Nowadays we read it in 1 year. I mean, nowadays we read it in 1 year. But things have changed in the way the Pesukim were read. So he says the Pasuk we would read as three parts was Vayomer Adonai al-Moshe, Hine Anochi Ba'elecha Be'av Anan. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm coming to you in a cloud. Tan Rabbanan, 5,888 psukim avos psukei Sefer Torah. 5,888 psukim in the Sefer Torah. Yater alav tehilim shmona. Shmona tehilim has eight more. Chaser mimenu divrei yamim shmona. And divrei yamim has eight less. Again, if you calculate it today, it may not be exact to what our psukim are today, because the alignment of the chapters and the psukim are not, may not be exactly the same, even though all the words are the same. Tan Rabbanan, v'shinantam shu divrei Torah mechudadim v'ficha. When it says v'shinantam, the words of the Torah should be mechudad, they should be sharp in your mouth. Shim yishad lecha adam davar al tegamgem. Person asks you a question, don't hesitate. V'tomar lo elat emor lo miyad. You shouldn't stutter, you should answer him right away. You should know the answers to the questions. Sh'ne'emar z'pasuk says, emor lachokhma achoti at. You say to chokhma, you're my sister. What does that mean? You know how well a person knows their sister? A person knows a sister. A person knows a sister so well, you should be able to know the answers to halachot very well as well. Meaning the same way you know that's your sister, you should know that's the halacha. Ve'omer, kosher ma'al etzbeotecha, kosher ma'aluach libecha, you tie it on your, you know, like tefillin, you tie it on your arm, on your fingers, on your heart. Ve'omer kechitzim biyad gibor ken b'nei ha'ne'orim, like the arrows, the hands of the gibor, so too are the youth. And then it says, ve'omer chitzei giborim shenunim, the arrows of the gibor are sharp. Ve'omer chitzecha shenunim amim tachtecha yiblu, the arrows of the are sharp, and the amim, the nations, will fall under you. Ve'omer asher agever shem miled ashpato mehem ve'yavoshu ki daberu et oyvim b'shar. It says, praiseworthy is the brave man who filled his basket with arrows from them. He should not be embarrassed because he's ki daberu et oyvim b'shar. What does that mean? Ma'et oyvim b'shar. What does it mean? His enemies at the gate. Amar b'chia bar abba afilu ha'av uvno ha'rav v'talmido she'oskim b'torah b'shar echad nasim oyvim ze'ezeh. even a father, a son, rabbi, and student, they learn Torah in the same place, they become enemies. Because they're always arguing with one another in halachot, in gemara, they're trying to understand. But then, ve'inam zazim misham ad she'nasim ohavim zeh et zeh. Eventually, they never leave that place until they love each other. Because what eventually happens is they start learning so well that you're trying to reach the emet, you're trying to reach what the truth is and how do you understand the emet. And so therefore, they're not arguing for the wrong reasons. Ve'ina v'shenemar et vahe besufa. What does it mean? Et vahe besufa. Al tikar besufa ela besufa. That there will be love at the end. Meaning at the end, there will be love after the argument. A lot of times, arguments, when they're done for the right reasons, they come out to be good things. Tan Rabbanan. V'samtem. This is an amazing gemara. Samtam. It's a samtam. Nimshalat Torah kesam chayim. The Torah is parallel to a medicine of life. Mashal adam shikad beno makah gedola. It's like a parable. If a person hits their child, a very strong hit. Mehiniach lo retial makato. You place the bandage on his place that you hit him. Ve'amar lo beni. He said, son, kozman shareti retiazo al makatcha. If you leave the bandage on your arm, echol mashanatcha ushtem mashanatcha. You can eat and drink whatever you like. Rechot ben mechamim in sonen. You can wash yourself and bathe yourself in hot or cold water. Ve'en atam mityaren. You don't have to fear. If you take off the bandage, it can get infected, God forbid. So too Hashem says, Amar lehem Yisrael, Banai, my sons, Barati Yetzerara, Ubarati lo Torah Tavlin. I created a Yetzerara. I created an evil inclination. And I created the antidote. You know the antidote? It's the Torah. The Torah is the remedy for the Yetzerara. V'imaten oskim b'Torah, ein atem nimserim b'yado. If you learn Torah, you're not going to fall in the hands of the Yetzerara. Shenemar, halo im tetiv, said, if you're good, you'll prevail. If you don't learn Torah, you're going to fall in the hands of the Yetzerah. Clear, black and white. And not only that, the Yetzerah is constantly thinking about you, how he can get you to fail. His passion is for you. If you want, you can control him. If you learn Torah, you can be able to control the Yetzerah. Tan Rabbanan. Kashe Yetzerara Shafilo Yotzor Kera'ora. The Yetzerara is so bad, even his creator, Hashem, calls him bad. Shneemar, Ki Yetzer Lev Ha'adam, Ramina Orav, the Yetzer Lev of a person, is bad even from the young age, meaning he calls the Yetzerara bad. So the Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak, Yetzro Shel Adam Mitchadesh Alav Bechol Yom. The Yetzerara of a person renews itself every day. Shneemar, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. It's only bad every all day. The Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish should say, "Yitzro shel Adam itgaber alav bechol yom." The Yetzerah becomes stronger every day. Umevakesh hamito, and it tries to get you to die. The Yetzerah wants to kill us. Shneimar sofer rasha la tzadik umevakesh hamito. The rasha hopes for the tzadik to get him, and he wants to kill him. V'ilmalakadosh b'chol azro ein yacholo. If the Hashem doesn't help us, we would not be able to last. Shneimar Elohim lo yazvenu biado. Hashem, don't leave him in his hands. We need Hashem's help to survive. If the Yetzerah comes and touches you, he grabs you, drag him to the Beit Midrash. Why? It says, "Im even hu nimoach." If he's a stone, he's going to melt. "Vim barzelu mitpotzetz." If he's metal, he's going to explode. Shenemar halocho debarik haesh nu madunai. Says, "This is the fire, the words of Hashem." Uchapatish yepotzetz sala, and he says, "It's like a hammer." That is destroying a stone. It's hitting a stone. And he's hitting it, it's hitting it, it's hitting it. It's like, finally, boom! And then it explodes, right? It'll break through the stone. It's not going to manage. But that you need the Torah to be able to break through it. Im even hu nimoach, if it's a stone, it will dissolve, it'll melt. Shneimar hoy kol tzamelech lemayim, go to the water, go to the stone, gives water. Ve'omer avanim shachaku mayim, and it says the avanim, the stones, shachaku mayim. And so therefore, that's how it learns out that if it's a stone, it will kind of like melt or dissolve. Okay, final topic. La'asio isha, from where do we know you have to marry off your son? Minala, dechtiv kechul le'ashim v'olidu banim u'banon, u'chul le'mnechem nashim, v'benotachem tilu anashim, tenu la'anashim. Take your wives, have sons and daughters, if that's in your control, and then take your sons, marry them to wives, and your daughters to the men. Bishlam ha'beno biyado. Okay, makes sense, you can marry off your son. Can you marry off your daughter? Meaning, I can go and find someone for my son. I can present him properly and put him in the right direction. Then he can go and get married properly and find someone for him. Can I do that for the wife? The daughter,
The man has to come and find her. How can I go and find for him? The girl usually is not the one to initiate. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar lo," is what he meant to say. Niten la midi univasha univashya minichasya keiched dekatzu ala inashay. Listen to this. If you have a daughter, you should make sure to give her a nice dowry, nice property, that she owns things. Dress her nicely. Give her, you should cover her properly. Give her the right properties and things that she needs. Why? In order so that the men jump on her. So they jump to go and marry her. Make her look beautiful so the men jump for her. And you have to teach your son a profession. How do we know? Amar Chizkiyah, the Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Re'eh Chaim im Yesha Asher Ahavta. See life with a woman that you love. What is life? Oh, people who love work, this is really for them. If it's talking about a real woman, over here it's talking about actual woman. Just like you have to marry off your son, so do you have to teach him a profession? Pasuk is talking about chayim, it's work. Im Torah, if the wife is referring to Torah over here, the woman, just like you have to teach your son Torah, so too you have to teach him a profession. Regardless how you go, the word chayim over here, life, is translated to mean to make a connection with isha, with a woman. Just like you need to set your son up with a woman or with Torah, so too you need to set him up with a profession, which is life. Without that, he's not going to be able to support his family, he's not going to be able to live. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Quick 1 minute recap. We started on Kaftan Amud Bet with the topic of head coverings. We said that a person who's married, he would wear a turban, head covering. We said two different opinions. You should start training your son to get married from 16 to 22 latest. Some say from 18 to 24. Part number two of the daf was, as we got to the Amud Aleph, was we said, how much does a person have to teach his son Torah? So we had a difference of opinion. You need to just teach Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Gemara, Halakha, Haggadah, everything. Okay, that's a difference of opinions. Part number three of the daf was all of the different numbers of letters in the Torah, words in the Torah, psukim in the Torah, the different numbers and how that works. And the last part of the daf was the Amud Bet, which is telling us the importance of Torah and saying that the Torah, Hashem gave it to us as an antidote for the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara comes to try to get us to make mistakes and to sin and to do wrong. Anytime the Yetzer Hara comes and touches you, take him and drag him to the Beit Midrash. You learn Torah, the Torah is magna umatzla, it protects a person, and therefore Yetzer Hara will not be able to harm you. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. Amen.